For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill, as we have a chance to visit with the Melrose FFA chapter here at the National FFA Convention. Our coverage brought to you by First District Association, also the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. As we begin, talk to Amber Rarick of the Melrose chapter. Amber, background on yourself and your family, please.
I'm from Freeport, and I live on a dairy farm, and I have two brothers.
So what got you involved in this whole FFA thing? Were you kind of recruited, or did the family say, hey, this is what you do, you go to the FFA and participate, or how did you get involved?
My older brother Tyler was in FFA, and I kind of looked after that, and it was really fun, and we could learn about agriculture and just meet new people.
So talk about this national convention. Is it overwhelming? Is it exciting? Is it scary? Is it, you know, how do you describe this whole kind of convention site?
I'd say it's very exciting. We get to meet a lot of new people, and just seeing everyone from all over the states, it's really neat to see everything and learn about everything.
And I'm guessing there's nobody doing chores at the Mouse House, because Katie's here too. Katie, did you just leave mom and dad by themselves or what?
Yeah, we left mom and dad at home to do chores because we wanted to be here and see everyone else that from the 50 states.
So what's your early takeaway from convention so far? Has it been fun? Have you learned anything yet? Or
one of the activities we've been doing so far is getting signatures from at least one person from each state. And it's just so exciting running around looking at people's jackets to see where they're from and just see how we all get together for FFA.
It may be a silly question. Is it a goal to compete at national convention in whatever team you have, you know, state, and then advance? Is that kind of a goal or no?
I'd say it's a goal for a lot of people to do that, but there's so many people that don't get to because there's only one team from each state that gets to. I think it's a big goal. It's a goal for me, but who knows? We'll see how that goes at state this year.
Amber, talk about your guys' chapter locally. What do you guys do during the year? Is there a highlight during the year that you enjoy as you guys participate in?
I personally enjoy the meetings just to see everyone come together and just the excitement in the room about everyone wanting to come and learn about agriculture and leadership.
Is your career going to be in agriculture, or don't you know yet?
As of right now, not really. I'm more interested in the medical field, so we can take a look at that.
Need people to take care of me when I get old, so we need that. That's Katie, as far as your future, I know you still got some time to figure this out yet. What are you kind of planning? Where's that direction going?
I'm not sure yet. I know I've done one college visit so far, and that has led me to know more, like, closer to what I want to do, but it also makes me eager to want to visit more places to see where I actually want to go and fit in.
And once again, I think these tools you guys are learning in FFA, it's going to benefit you down the road no matter where you go or what you do.
Yeah, definitely the leadership will help us talk to people and just get into jobs that we love.
All right, Amber, last question. Have you been told you've had a funny accent at convention?
Yes, someone actually laughed at me by the way I say both. So
I had somebody from Iowa telling me I talk funny. I said, you're from Iowa. We're practically neighbors. And Katie, have you heard that too or no?
Yeah, they really make fun of us for saying like big and bag and like the two different ways to say that. And it's just so funny to hear how people like talk and how we talk and how we're all different, but yet the same.
I had a lady in the elevator say, oh, that's so cute. You say Minnesota. And then she kind of really drew it out. So that's okay. Hey, we're talking with the Melrose FFA chapter here at the National FFA Convention on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill.